This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for fresh news, smart talk all day. I apologize for the late start. As you can tell by the headlines, some going through some things. I want to say condolences to the family of Dawn. I met Dawn Saunders, not Mr. Saunders, Deputy Speaker of the House, MP for Tall Pines, Mr. Saunders, Deputy Speaker of the party. I knew Dawn when he was just Dawn Saunders, when it was Dawn and Dion in the sub at COB. That's time. That's plenty, plenty time. Because of this, I don't want to spend today's show interrogating this story, interrogating what has happened. For the sake of the family and for the sake of justice, let us be measured in our speech. Let us be measured in our actions. Let us think carefully before we speak, lest we prejudice justice. Let us be careful how we speak, lest we cause undue harm to the family and loved ones, the colleagues, the friends, the community of Mr. Dawn Saunders. That does not mean that we will not attend to justice. It just means that we will hold space for a moment for Mr. Saunders and his friends and family. It is Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. It is Monday, Thursday. Tomorrow is Good Friday. There is no show tomorrow because we start our four-day weekend. For many, it is the holiest time of the year. Christians, we know that the Coptic Church, their celebration coincides this year with Easter. And we know even for what we call secular Christians, this is a beloved time to hang out with friends and family, to fellowship in any form. I hope that this weekend, this long weekend, brings us many opportunities to fellowship with each other. All right, I've got ticket giveaway today. I want to have a send-off for the Carifta team. They're traveling today, I think, to Grenada. If they weren't traveling yesterday, many of them are traveling today. I just want to call their names, all of the Bahamian athletes going to participate. And I wanted to play the How Bahamian Are You game show, Easter edition. We'll see how the mood settles with the callers. It's a call-in show. But if you want to play the game, if you want to win a ticket, if you want to win a cookout ticket to the St. James Anglican Church Easter Fest on April 1st, that's Easter Monday, stay tuned. Keep these numbers, 323-6232, that's 323-6232, 325-4316, that's 325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. It is toll-free. For Family Island residents, it is toll-free. The text line powered by BTC is 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96. I've got two tickets to give away to the St. James Anglican Parish Easter Fest this Easter Monday. The menu is chicken or fish or steak in your dinner. Chicken, fish, or steak. Joining me this morning is Mr. C.A. Newry. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning. Good morning, Bahamas. Happy, it's not a happy Monday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's a day of soberness.
Yes.
That you think and reflect about our Lord and his sacrifice that he did for us. Joy comes in tomorrow, right? I just want to remind people of the season and say, hey, let's be grateful.
Yeah. And let's be respectful, right? Let's be respectful of other people's faith, mm-hmm. right? We know that Easter week is the holiest. Easter Resurrection Day is the holiest of days. Easter week is the holiest of weeks in the Christian calendar. And so we hold space for their commemorations. We also remind ourselves that not everyone in the country is Christian, celebrates the same thing. Not everybody does Christianity the same way. And we hold space for each other because it is the faith that moved the mountain. It is the faith that moved the mountain. I got a text here already who asked me, who is eating steak on Easter? Whoever win this cookout ticket. So let me start by throwing out the first question. The first question for the St. James Anglican Parish Easter Fest ticket giveaway. If you get this question correct, you win one ticket valued at $15. And that is the steak, you know, the cookout ticket, your option of steak, chicken, or fish. Here is the question. St. James's Anglican Church in Adelaide Village was officially consecrated on what date? St. James's Anglican Church in Adelaide Village was officially consecrated on what date? One more time. St. James's Anglican Church, Adelaide Village, was officially consecrated on what date? Date. The numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for our Family Island residents. You may not be able to come to Nassau for your ticket, but you could give it to a family member in Nassau. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning, ma'am. Hi, turn down your radio. I can hear you.
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you.
Okay, so was it March 22nd, 1850?
Yes, ma'am. You got the correct answer. You got the correct answer. Absolutely. So here's what I need you to do. Hold the line. I need you to give your cell phone number to the producer. But let me ask you a question while we're talking together. Are you able to make it to the Guardian today before they close half day today because of the holiday? I mean, I think they close in early because of the holiday.
Okay.
You can? Good stuff.
Yeah, I can come.
Okay, give the producer your name and cell number. Okay, don't hang up the call.
Bernadette Rowe.
Hold on, don't give me your cell on air. The producer coming right now. Thank you very much, Miss Rowe. Thank you very much. Mr. Newry. Mm-hmm. Did you know that this parish church essentially formed to provide a space of worship for the freed enslaved people, freed Africans?
No, but I'm aware that a number of the Anglican churches had freed Africans worshiping with them. There's records at St. Anne's of runaway slaves of Africans serving that parish there. I always say that they need to have some type of museum, some kind of exhibition showing these records that Bahamians can appreciate that fact of what those communities meant and the church meant to them. Like St. Anne's is in a freed town, Fox Hill. St. James is in a free town,
Adelaide,
and even the over the hill, St. Agnes, which was made for the black community over the hill, actually. This church itself was made for them, right? And then, you know, that St. Mary's, which is on Delancey Street on top of the hill west, off West Street. I think that's the street where St. Mary's is. That was actually made for mulatto colored people. Right, they had church designated for a certain group of people. And I think that history, that story needs to be told so people can appreciate it, that where we came from.
For the edification of people who call themselves Christians, people who practice Christianity, and for the edification of the wider community, so we could get a better sense of the complicated relationship between the Queen of England's church and freed Africans, right?
Yes.
And I think it's a fabulously complex, sometimes painful, but a necessary story.
And Christianity has moved, right? Has changed over the course of the years, particularly into the Bahamas. At one point, Africans, black Bahamians, could not serve in the church or could not enter the church or particular doors. And to know that we have now a African or black bishop, right, to know that we have priests. At one point in time in the Bahamas, only one denomination could have been called church. Other denominations was called cathedrals, right, halls, right, because it's against the law for them to use the term church. Church was designated for the Catholic and Anglican Church alone. And then later on, things changed, and then that the term church was applied to various other denominations.
For me, what is fascinating or tickles me, right? It invigorates thought and interrogation that we have such revolutionary priests coming out of this Bahamian Anglican experience.
Yes, we do. Trailblazers priests who challenged the status quo. And I can think of
Father Campbell.
Father Campbell. I can even think of Father Gomez going all the way to England and challenged him there. Said, no, as a Caribbean Anglicans, we ain't doing that, right? We've had trailblazer pastors, Hardcore Pinder, who and the likes, who went all the way to England and helped shape our constitution, right? And those stories, again, even a Miles Monroe, who came back home and said, no, he's no longer a Christian. He is a kingdom citizen. That caused chaos in the Bahamas.
You remember what a reporter asked him a question? If the laws of... he asked him a question, and the resulting answer was, if the laws of God and the laws of the land conflict, then I follow in the laws of God. You know, a revolutionary statement.
They were revolutionaries, and we've had revolutionary Christians, pastors, priests in the Bahamas. And again, there should be a place to celebrate them, right? like a write-up of revolutionary pastors and what they have contributed to the Christian faith.
And a space made, like you say, to interrogate the, not even the value of, because it could be both subjective and objective, but the place that the Christian church or the Anglican church in this specific context and the wider church play in a post-colonial developing state, right? And I think for Pan-Africans, especially for people who are like, I can't understand a black man following a white Jesus, I think it would be edifying to understand how it is these Africans pulled their strength out of this space that at many points people will say fundamentally and inherently is designed to oppress or invisibilize you. Mm. And I think that's a powerful space. And I think Bahamians would be better off for being able to partake in the discussion. Mm-hmm. So let's draw out the second question for the day. I have one more ticket to give away quickly. Second question for the day. Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. For Family Island residents, it's toll-free, and you could give your ticket to somebody in New Providence. Text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Here is the question. The St. James's Church Easter Fest is held on Easter Monday, which shares the date with which secular custom? The St. James's Church Easter Fest is held on Easter Monday, which this year shares the date with which secular custom? You know the answer to that, Mr. Newry?
No. I mean, I can assume and guess a answer. Mm-hmm. But if I were to put my hand on a chopping block and say, hey, I 100% feel, no. I'm not even 50% sure. I have no clue. I wanted to be guessing this answer. My answer might be right, but I might be guessing it.
This is the easiest question mm-hmm. I've ever had in a trivia. This is the mm-hmm. easiest question I've ever had in a trivia. Again, the question, the St. James Church Easter Fest is held on Easter Monday, which this year shares the date with which secular custom? This year shares the date with which secular custom? Mr. Newry, Bahamians are going to Grenada to participate in the 51st Charifta Games. Mm-hmm. Set for this Easter holiday weekend, March 30th to April 1st at the Karani James's Athletic Stadium in St. George's, Grenada. They sticking with the hardline approach of rewarding just qualifiers, 68 of the 76 athletes named to the team are outright qualifiers. The remaining 8 are added to make up the relay pools in all 4 divisions, including the open mix relay. I've got a winner for the trivia question. It came in by text. I want to get it out. All right. It is April Fool's Day.
Oh, really?
April 1st.
I got a text that says the Wet and Wild Carnival Fet. I would say, okay. Is it? Was April Fool's Day?
Let me see. Is that a secular custom?
Wet and Wild Carnival Fet?
Cooler Fet.
The cooler fet.
It has become a secular custom.
When is the cooler fet?
I don't know when it is. I don't go to things like that.
You don't like?
I don't have a cooler.
Cool, oh, you don't have a cooler?
I don't own a cooler, so I can't go.
Could borrow it from your mom.
If I find out my mom have a cooler that's been the cooler fest. Cooler fet? No. And the cooler have to go to church.
Mm. So it's April Fool's Day?
The answer is April Fool's Day. Okay. Now, the texter got the answer correct, and they say, If I'm right and I've won, please give away my ticket.
Who you want to give that to? You want to give that to Cecil?
I can give it to a caller.
Oh, see, difference. I bet you that text will call back and say, give it to CA. Anyway, go ahead.
We'll see if the text will call back and say that. We'll see.
Cool. But so what I've found, right?
Yeah.
When I was younger, in terms of this season, nothing happened. I mean, in terms of, it's a holiday, you stay home.
Yeah.
And you may go on the beach on a Monday and to see that we have sporting events during Easter, right? To see that we have entertaining events during Easter. I say, the Bahamas is changing.
Secular recreational and party events during Easter has become a thing. Mm. Like you say, when we were younger, I wasn't aware of anything happening during this Easter season. Like you say, it was very solemn. Chill out, want to go places. Grammy say, oh, no, it's Easter season. Mm-hmm. But now, a holiday has become an opportunity to make money through recreation, right? I'm not demeaning or degrading the making money part. It's essential in society. But the correlation with spring break time, it's a holiday, you got a 4-day weekend. This is the time to have events and make money. It's a secular practice, and we learn to live with one another. I wonder if they have insurance for old people at, what the cooler Fed call? Slip and break?
Huh? It was,
anyway, I ain't going, so it don't matter what it's called.
Yeah,
let's get back to Karifta. I want to call off, I want to name off the teams, but as we're waiting for Karifta, text I see you as we're waiting for the Karifta to win this ticket, to win the last ticket. The rules of the game have changed. We're playing the How Bahamian Are You game. The first person to call in to participate and answer the question will win the ticket. So here is the first question from the How Bahamian Are You game show, Easter edition.
I always get intimidated by these games because I tend to lose. And then people start questioning my Bahamianity.
You can't lose. It's no wrong answer.
No wrong answer.
Except Johnny Bread.
But people won't take my passport. And I say, no, man, you know how long I take to get this?
I was about to say, did you get it?
No, not yet. I still imply. I got no place. I just got all the documents, and whenever I feel froggy, I'll apply them.
No, you need your passport for...
To do what? Decoration?
ID.
I have my driver's license for ID.
Yeah, but you need, in many instances and processes, you need at least two.
Birth certificate? I have all them.
You travel with your birth certificate?
I travel with my photo's card. I can't say it's written.
No, don't say that.
I can't say my freaking record. I need to go check it on the card now.
Okay, here is the question to win the St. James's Easter Fest ticket on being offered on behalf of a texter. Very easy question. Hot cross bun with raisins or without raisins? Hot cross bun with raisins or without raisins? To win this Easter Fest cookout ticket, first person to call in and answer the question is a winner.
Man, that's so hard. That's easy, man. You should get a more tougher question. But anyway, we have a caller ready.
Good morning, caller.
With raisins.
Why? This is like school. I need you to explain your answer.
The hot cross bun.
Yeah.
It tends to get more like a cinnamon flavor.
Okay.
With the raisin, it tends to make it more subtle instead of overly sweet.
Let me ask you questions before you get this ticket. Before you get the ticket and how to drive all the way to Adelaide on Easter Monday to claim your prize, right? Who has the best hot cross bun?
Rob Amos at 74.
See, now I know.
Hold on. What you mean? Sir, what you telling me? You telling me all this time I've been sergeant for hospital bread and can't get no hospital bread and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force been baking bread this whole time?
We get them from Island Bakery.
Oh, you'll get them from?
Island Bakeries.
Are y'all, is
Island,
the...
Island.
It's the defense. Okay,
is that Father Allen?
Not too sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is Allen a Defense Force officer?
A former Defense Force officer.
Okay, I could see that now. Okay. I could see that now. All right.
Find out who this Allen is.
But look here, if y'all Defense Force officers bake bread as well as y'all sing song, I for that. So do me a favor, give the producer your name and cell number. Can you make it to the Guardian today before 12? Absolutely. Okay. Your ticket will be waiting for you downstairs. Don't hang up. Give the producer your name and cell number so that we can identify you when you come to pick up your ticket.
Thank you.
No. Thank you very much. And thank you to the texter that gave away that ticket. I got a text there saying, good morning. Growing up, Easter Monday was church picnic day.
Church picnic day.
And that's why I believe that you couldn't go in the water until Easter Monday.
I remember loading up on Transfiguration Baptist Church bus and going over PI on Easter Monday.
For beach picnic.
For beach picnic. And even in Salem, it was Baptist then.
See, now we're having a conversation, right? Because now...
It was a church event.
The conversation about public beach access and beach access generally, right, becomes a different type of question. Has church culture, has community culture changed over the years because of a lack of access to public beaches or beaches in general? Hmm. Right? Is that a part of the issue? That the uncertainty about which beach you could access, which beach you couldn't access, the loss of beach access means that more and more groups are piling up on one beach and crowding each other, right? And so, as a part of any public advocacy for reform around beach access, it would be great to have a contribution from the religious community to talk about the place that the beach, going to the beach holds in the church cultural, in the cultural practice of the church.
I know St. Matthew's Anglican Church rents a beach in Adelaide every year, where the entire church congregation comes out. And the church pay for everything. You just come there and eat. And then the parishioners bring extra food, whatever it is.
Yeah, you bring some potluck.
Definitely a family event. I remember tug of war and dancing. It's very communal, church communal.
Look here, the best fritters I ever had was at a New Covenant Baptist beach picnic by the Coral Harbor Defense Force Base.
I've been on that beach.
I remember that. I mean, the best fritters.
That's a good beach.
Ever.
That's a far ride, but that's a good beach.
Yeah. Tie out the jurid.
But it's hard to find a beach where the church can go and commune and be safe without being molested by other people.
Well, when you say molested by other people, what we're talking about is the music.
Yeah, the music. Picture that you have to contend with secular music. It's a church.
Yeah.
And people drinking and carousing, and you trying to control your young people.
Yeah.
And show reverence to your older people.
Yeah.
It's hard to
find a space, a sort of isolated space to do that.
This is my church spot.
Yeah. I got a text here that says, back in the day after church on Friday, they play a ball game called Randance.
I played Randance.
Like, is that like Rounders?
It's the same as Rounders, but you call it Randance.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, Transfiguration, we played Randance also.
I said, where you can park with the tennis ball.
Yeah, where you can park with the tennis ball to get out.
But like baseball?
It's like baseball, but part of...
We're Rounders, but you could park.
You can park, yeah. I played Randance when I was young. I old.
I used to play Rounders whenever I could sneak off the porch.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Off East Street.
Yeah. No.
Fort Hill.
True Wilson Track.
You grew up through Wilson Track?
I didn't say I grew up there. I just say I used to be there sometimes. But I technically, can I say I used to be there if I couldn't come off the porch?
You in a city?
I have some... My Grammy, Una Hasty, Wolf Road. Right off opposite Joaquin Barbershop.
That's why you just carry on bad. I thought it was the Hasty blood. But you crazy otherwise.
Let's have a text here. Cecil, if we have to fly secret... Texas say, please get your passport.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I can't read the rest of the text. They say, get your passport.
Where are you going? You sound like my wife now. Also. And I said, I can get it when I need to go someplace.
No. Because when it's most urgent, it will probably be a medical emergency.
And if it's most urgent, my family has enough connection to say my ID is by tomorrow. I depended on that.
Depending on the good grace of God.
God know me.
I got a text that said that person is not a Bahamian if they putting raisins in the hot cross bun. But Texter, did you hear them talk about the raisin means that you don't have to add too much sugar or sweet. The raisin gives you the sweet that you need. And in a country that is grappling with rising diabetes, rising incidence of diabetes, and as we're now discovering... I say we as if I'm a part of the medical community, as the medical community is now discovering, interrogating, labeling dementia as type 3 diabetes, right? We got a real potential crisis on our hands. So let's get back to the Carifta team.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to one of my childhood friends. She's listening.
All right.
Karen Peterson. She said, don't forget we used to fly a kite on Easter Monday.
Ah.
I mean, I've made kites, but I've never got it lifted off the ground in my history of manhood. I made many kites, but I just couldn't get hoisted.
That's a new activity for you and the girls. Yeah.
No, it still doesn't move. I mean, I run myself to death trying to get it in the air. So I've never experienced a hoisted kite, you know, but I've experienced kites.
You get to hoist your kite before you pass.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, how you do?
I'm fine, morning, Nuri.
Morning, man.
Yeah, and morning to your producer. I remember Adelaide. All of us used to go to Adelaide. My dad take the truck, the neighbors drop all the drop me in the truck and go straight to Arlington Beach back in the 60s and early 70s.
Mm.
Yeah, Arlington be beautiful beach, number one beach. But mm-hmm. you couldn't drive straight through. You had to walk through them to get to the rest of it.
Okay.
I remember that. You don't remember that?
I mean...
Where you said drive to Adelaide?
Yeah, I used to go to Adelaide all the time.
Yeah.
My uncle Alonzo Butler had a place.
A place on the water.
My stepfather was a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, going to Adelaide and Coral Harbour took all day.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a longer road. And every Sunday, we left at 6 a.m. in the morning and never come back to Nassau until like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. It's like all day. I used to hate the beach back then because they fished all day.
And then mosquito and sand fly.
But the sad thing about it now, what may you enjoy, our generation not enjoying it because you're not in no beaches in New Providence.
Well, I like to say it like this. We haven't ensured that they could enjoy it.
Right.
You know what it is? It's not like they don't care enough about it to do something. It's that we didn't pave the way to ensure that they could have the same experiences that we had, but in the ways that they want to have them.
You're right. And Godman's Bay would be the only one that could get ready to sell that.
Well, it appears as if they're about to strike up a management agreement that may or may not restrict access to the beach and the area. We just have to wait and see.
I think in the future, we're going to have to amend the law that all hotels are allowed. I mean, they say hotels allow it, but they don't. Public spaces for the residents.
You know, all it takes is enforcement. And given the potential creation of a tourism development fund, right, that seeks to collect all revenue generated from tourism and tourism-related businesses. I think it would be an offense for the Bahamian people to lose so much money or revenue going into the consolidated fund and then not to be able to access something that they should be able to access by law.
Yeah, our beaches.
Yeah.
And we got to start now because we don't want the family island getting ready to... our big booths like Dormont, Long Island, all these great islands. We don't want them to be the same.
Absolutely. And I've had
the same mistake at New Providence is now.
And, you know, in my life, I've had a series of unfortunate incidents that render me to this position, which is no foreigner could have an attitude with me, a Bahamian, about my attempt to enjoy my country. If you come to the Bahamas, you need to figure out how to make space with and for Bahamians.
I experienced it, Aaron, on one of the keys. We've gone on beach on one of the keys several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The guy wanted to run us off, get off his key. But I tell him that the sand, you don't own the sand.
Yeah, but we had a developer pull a gun on. Anyway, but the point is this. Is that why would you come to a country and expect the citizens of that country to invisibilize themselves?
We got the plantation. I talk about the plantation attitude.
Yeah.
That exists. The people. Now, the youth psychology, blacks youth psychology, white people youth psychology, but you all use plantation psychology.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pumpkin
Have
Eater.
A good day.
Don't go yet.
Oh.
Don't go yet. Coat suit or linen suit for Easter Sunday?
Coat suit.
Coat suit?
I don't like linen suit.
You don't like linen suit?
Coat suit.
Okay.
So.
Your church have AC, I take it?
Yeah.
There you go.
All churches have AC, man.
Do they?
Not all churches.
Yeah, I know, churches don't have AC.
But.
Don't mind,
but,
Nuri.
But that's a trick question or a surprise? Mm.
No, I mean, first of all, it's not a trick question, but it's also no prize attached. The prize is your answer.
Oh.
Why you don't like linen suits?
I think linen suits bear a lot of heat, man.
Do they?
Yeah,
Voices
but don't your church got air condition? When you come out of church, it's hot.
But that's why I would choose a linen suit over the coat suit. Surely you'll be cooler when you come out of church in your linen suit.
Yeah, you got to find you. You got to take that off it.
No, I mean, you got to at least take off the jacket.
Yeah, I mean it.
Unbutton the shirt and roll up the sleeves.
Yeah.
This is an interesting question.
Yeah. Well, anyway, happy Easter.
Absolutely. You have
and
a wonderful
Friday
Easter,
enjoy.
Too.
Beth and behave yourself. I give my condolences to the Dawn family.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man, that's so sad.
Very.
Have a good day.
You too. We're going to go to a break. As we go to the break, let me give y'all young people a traditional public holiday warning. Don't get locked up today or tomorrow. You could be in the cell all weekend.
All weekend.
Plus Monday.
Plus Monday.
And maybe through the next week. Don't do it. Moderate your behavior. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Don't drink and drive.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Friday, April 5th. Get ready for another exciting Fish Fry Friday. At Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, featuring the big band Visage and DJ Beat with the latest in soca, Bahamian, and old school jazz.
Everybody take a drop.
Come to party, I like y'all, don't want no man.
$25 general admission, $55 buffet and party.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m., party until 11:30 p.m. That's April 5th, Fish Fry Friday. The stage has been moved, so you've got more dancing space.
This Friday, April 5th, at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau.
Parking at the Point for only $10. See you at Fish Fry Friday, April 5th, with the big band, The Star.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock on this Monday, Thursday. Good morning, caller. All right, caller's gone. Let's get to this Carifta list quickly. I want to call the names of the athletes, under 17 girls, under 17 boys, under 20 girls, under 20 boys, and the open... Do I have the open team? Anyway, here we go. For the under 17 boys, we say congrats to Ishmael Roll, Everett Frazier, Egan Neely, Jaden Moss, Jacario Wilson, Tiano Ferguson, Taryn Beckles, Devin Davis, Carlin Archer, Joshua Williams, Claudius Burrows, Perry McPhee, Jalen Stewart, Wyatt Cartwright, Ethan North, Keon Burrows, Shivano Nixon, Brandon Mackey, and Lamorne Moxie. For the under 17 girls, Alexis Roberts, Kiesra Thomas, Jade Knowles, Madison Moss, Darvinique Dean, Jasmine Thompson, Jakaya Roll, Zoe Adley, Alexandria Komalafi, Terrell McCoy, Diore Scott, Kamara Strawn, Kylie Wallace, Kiana Henschel, and Rispa Thompson. For the under 20 girls, Cheyenne Demerit, Chitalia Dorset, Naya Wright, Naya Richards, Jasmine Mackey, Erin Barr, Akari Roberts, Coy Adley, KL Gray, Bailey Major, Lanisha Lubin, Anae Mackey, Kaylin Johnson, Tasha Stubbs, Vanessa Sawyer, Anaya Roll, Jade Ferguson, Aaliyah Evans, Tamia Taylor, and Shania Adley. For the under 20 boys, Carlos Brown, Jeremiah Adley, Zion Shepherd, Taj Brown, Robert Stewart, Morgan Moss, Berkeley Munnings, Raleigh Hannah, William McKinney, Shamar Davis, Bernard Kemp, Robert Deal III, Caden Cartwright, Brendan Vanderpool, Tyler Cash, Kenny Moxie Jr., Marco Carey, Jonathan Harris, Nyjah McBride, Zion Miller, Giovanno Bridgewater, and Aiden Kelly. Team manager is Sophia Higgs. She'll be assisted by O'Shea Smith. Head coach is Cordell McNabb, and he'll be assisted by James Roll, Laquell Harris, Alexis Roberts, Branson Roll, and Kenny Moxie Sr. Lisa and Brista and Jacqueline Roll Davis are the chaperones, along with Mikhailo Strawn. Team doctor is Dr. Kent Bazard. Physiotherapist is Ashley Dorsett. And massage therapist, Otonia Knowles. And that is the whole Carifta team. They're on their way to Grenada. And we say, we got your backs. We can't all get there. But just know you are in our thoughts, our prayers, our hearts. And we say congratulations just for qualifying. Yeah, and we know you're going to put on your best effort on the behalf of yourself, your clubs, and the Bahamas. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Carifta 51 in St. George's, Grenada. Mr. Newry, I want to ask you a couple questions, man.
Ask me anything you want. I'm impressed that we have so many athletes. And I always think about the pursuance of education. Like, that's access. I think we need to encourage more parents to say, hey, you have a child, put them in a sport. Perhaps this will lower the price for in that pursuit of their education in general.
Absolutely.
That cost.
I had a texter when we had the Carifta Aquatics team on, right?
Mm-hmm.
The texter sort of chastised me saying, come on, why not the Carifta track team? Surely the track team should garner more attention because we have more track and field athletic gold medals, right? We have more track and field gold medals at the Olympics and on the world stage. But I think that is one sort of indicator. Mm-hmm. But the point that you made, that for thousands of Bahamians, a sports career has led them to academia. Mm-hmm. That's been their access. Like you say, a sports scholarship has enabled many Bahamians.
Emmanuel, a sports scholarship is easier than an academic scholarship.
Yeah.
So imagine getting to university just off sports.
And then excelling on the academic side as well. It provides access for those who want to focus on academics but have a stellar athletic record or junior career, right? Youth career. And so all sports offer this opportunity. And that's why I want to encourage, there's this tension, right? Do we as a nation focus on building strong teams to compete at the international level by diverting our resources to well-established disciplines in the sporting world, like track and field, like basketball, like swimming? Or do we encourage our young people to take up new sports that are new or relatively unpracticed in the Bahamas, so as to broaden the access to academia, right? I mean, so you track and field now, they took, 76? They took 76 athletes, track and field.
Oh, that's a large contingent.
To Carifta, right? Mm-hmm. The competition at the last chance meet, I think they had over 500 participants trying to qualify for Carifta, and there was an Olympic opportunity to qualify for Olympic run, right? Mm-hmm. Competing against 500.
Mm-hmm.
But now think of martial arts, judo, where we now have two athletes. Both athletes are doing well, Javian Moss, and now another young man that just partook in the Pan Am Games, right?
Yes. When is Olympics? This year or next year?
This year.
This year?
Summer 2024.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Oh, hey, Aaron, you all named the swimming team.
I named the swimming team last week when they was on the show.
Oh, you don't go try it again, eh?
I'll have to get my notes.
The opening starts 1 o'clock.
It starts 1 o'clock today?
Yeah. No. Sorry, tomorrow, eh?
Right, tomorrow is Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah, tomorrow is Friday. Yeah, sorry, Friday.
Pumpkin Eater, I got to just grab those notes. Here we go. Let's go through the Calista Aquatic team list again. The meet starts March 28th. That's today until April 7th at the Betty Kelly Kenning.
That's National the day, 1 o'clock, right?
Swim complex. I don't have the time here, but I think it would be the opening ceremony, hey?
Yeah, one.
And that's going to be on Bay Street at the wharf. What the wharf is?
The Nassau Port?
The port.
Yeah.
The cruise port?
You know, you're right. Yeah, it's going to be open at the port.
That's different. That's interesting.
That's strange.
I mean,
it's just nice and new. It's nice.
Yeah. Fresh,
new environment. Give people excitement.
Yeah, we're hosting. Yeah, man. I don't have a problem with it. In fact, I had a great story to end out International Women's Month with the Nassau Cruise Port making donations to the Dignified Girl Project, the Bahamas Christian Count, the Bahamas Crisis Center, the Public Hospital Authority, and PACE, providing access to continued education for girls who have become pregnant. Ranfley Home for Children, the cruise port partnered with the Dignified Girl Project to donate 300 bags filled with essential feminine products to four organizations on Friday. See, this is what I'm talking about, right? When you come, you show that you want to be with and of the people. Mm-hmm. And you focus your energy where they need it most. Sean Gomez, Marketing and Communications Manager, said, when you think about women, you have to think about the most vulnerable people in our community and think about the fact that each of us bleed regardless of if we want to. And so I believe that these products should be accessible to everyone who bleeds and these types of things to help them through their monthly cycle. You say thank you to the cruise port. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for doing something I couldn't do, right? And so, yeah, have the opening at the port. So let's call the aquatic team names again. On the girls' side, we have Celeste Gibson, Sienna Campbell, Isabella Cucurullo, Alyssa Ferguson, Taylor Nichols, Taya Seymour, Skyla Smith Gibson, Madison Gilbert, Cyan Isaacs, Layla Lewis, Diendian McKenzie, Kimaya Saunders, Jayla Threadgill, Gibbs, Katie Golandris, Kayana Higgs, Sienna Norville Smith, Mia Patton, Ella Thurberg, and Zoe Williamson. On the boys' side, we have David Singh, Blake Camacho, Christian Joseph, Sean Norville Smith, Benicio Robinson, Harold Simmons, Maxwell Daniels, William Farrington, Lennon Hamilton, Dijon Simmons, Singh, Tristan Ferguson, Ellie Gibson, Tristan Hepburn, Asher Johnson, Johnson, and Caden Wells. This year, the 18 and over category featured for the first time will have Grace Farrington, Delaney Mizell, Victoria Russell, Zaylee Elizabeth Thompson, Jack Barr, Thomas Bowers, Emmanuel Gadsden, Joshua Murray, Lamar Taylor, Errol Thompson, and Mark Anthony Thompson. And for the open water team, Alyssa Burrows, Madison Gilbert, Alexia Zatarain, Giada Bertoldo, Grace Farrington, Alana Murray, Layla Siedi, Damari Butler, William Farrington, Miles Saunders, Jack Barr, Daniel Ferguson III, Malcolm Menzies, and Donald Saunders Jr., the son of Mr. Don Saunders. Let us pray for all of the members of the team. Let's keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and in particular, young Mr. Don Saunders. We got to call the young people's names, Mr. Newry. This is what we're here for, to celebrate our young people. Okay, Aaron, which list of names you just called for going to Grenada? So the names I called just now was the aquatic team, and earlier than that, before Pumpkin Eater called, we called off the names of the Carifta track team, and they're on their way to Grenada, I think, right now. They're headed there. Now, congratulations to all of these young people. Thank you for playing the How Bahamian Are You game show. Thank you to that texter for giving away your prize so graciously. You guys, this is the Easter season. Let's moderate our behavior. Let's make space for other people. And let's make me this promise. No drinking and driving. Take time to organize a designated driver. Find a friend you know that doesn't drink and ask them to take you all out one town. But let's moderate our behavior this year. In fact, the son of Mr. Don Sanders is already in Grenada, I think. That was shared on the news last night. And so we pray.
No, he's a swimmer.
Right. They're staying here.
Yeah, he's staying here.
That's right. The track team is going to Grenada, Texter. The track team is going to Grenada. And the swim team is competing here in the Bahamas. So everybody, go to the Betty Kelly, Kelly Kenning Center. Get your tickets. Let's get out there and support Team Bahamas in the 2024 Charifta Aquatics. Mm-hmm. It's the least we could do. You guys, it's been a somber day, but have a good day. Hold space for one another. You've been On the Clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. ¶¶